It is a common complaint of students. What they are learning does not have a practical use. The quickest way for students, or anybody for that matter, to lose motivation when learning is to think that it does not have any real-world application, that it doesn't matter. Recently, students at a Chinese immersion school in Washington, D.C., got motivation from an unlikely source, the White House. The White House invited 4th and 5th grade students from Washington Yuying Public Charter School to meet President Xi Jinping at the official welcoming ceremony at the White House. Oh, they also got to meet President Barack Obama. But this wasn't just a photo op, an opportunity for two presidents to take pictures with smiling children. Several of these students said that meeting President Xi inspired them to study more Chinese. It gave them the chance to see that what they are learning is useful and can be used in the real world. Maya is a fifth grade student at Yuying. She went on the field trip to the White House to meet President Xi and had this to say.
It gives you like a little bit of inspiration that other people can speak Chinese too, and you're not the only one. So.
Maya's classmate, Felix, said that the field trip was cool. He adds that the words of the two presidents were heartfelt.
I went on a field trip to the White House, which was really cool. Xi Jinping and Barack Obama were there, and they gave a really heartfelt announcement.
After returning from the White House, Felix shared his feelings about learning Chinese.
Yes, I love it. It's one of my favorite languages to learn, to speak.
The field trip to the White House also inspired the teachers. Amanda Ingram teaches fifth grade at Yuying. She adds this incredible opportunity gave the students a chance to see that what they are learning has real-world applications.
Meeting both President Obama and President Xi was just really incredible. And our students being able to see that what they're learning here at Yuying in Chinese is so useful in the world was just really inspiring as a teacher.
Fifth grade teacher Teng Shen is from Shanghai, China. She says opportunities such as this give students a chance to feel connected to China and the Chinese language.
I feel they have more motivation to learn and speak Chinese, and they can feel closer to the country, and they can have more connections to the language they're learning. It's really meaningful to them.
The visit was good for motivating the students in their language studies. But Ms. Ingram adds that the students were also able to see how world leaders are able to, as she says, come to the table to overcome their differences and work together. This is important, she says, for our country's future leaders.
So they were able to see two leaders of two really prominent and powerful countries coming together, putting some differences aside, and really coming to the table to talk about how they can work together to make the world better. And I think for our students who hopefully will be those future leaders, this was just an incredible opportunity.
A child's worldview can sometimes be simple, and maybe that's a good thing. Felix, the fifth grader we heard from earlier, says the U.S. and China being allies seems only natural.
I also think it's really good that they announced that the U.S. and China should be allies, because they should, because they've been allies for like almost 100 years.
Meeting two presidents from two very powerful countries is indeed an impressive and incredible opportunity. But staying motivated in your goals need not be so presidential. You can find your own ways to feel connected to what you are learning and to find value in it. For example, if you have a child learning geometry, let them measure and cut some wood for a home project. If you are learning to play a musical instrument, find a beginner's group to practice with. If you are trying to save money, open a special bank account where you can see your savings add up. And if you are learning English, visit VOA Learning English as often as you can. I'm Ana Mateo. Do you have a motivational story? Please share in the comment section.